Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast of The Unexplained World with your host, Edward Shanahan, a paranormal, spiritual observer, and psychic reader, along with Annette, a high priestess and psychic reader. The Unexplained World is a broadcast where the border between the natural and supernatural may become nothing more than fuzzy, so enjoy.
Listeners, welcome to the March 23rd broadcast of The Unexplained World with your host, Edward Shanahan. That's me and Annette. Hello, Annette.
Hello, Ed. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You know how my schedule is, so I'm doing good, I guess you could say. Hey, you're getting good, kid. You're right at the beginning of the show you came on this time. You're getting good.
You know what? I have to synchronize my swatch. Because my phone says I still have 2 minutes. I think I'm breezing in with plenty of time all the time. And then I hear 11 seconds until showtime, and then I panic, but at least I'm hitting the buzzer.
Yeah. So, got to say, for those who live in the Chicagoland area, most of the Midwest, the weather's been summery, I guess you could say. A lot nicer. And I also want to say that our guest tonight is Sonny Boland from the Geneva Haunted Geneva Mansion. She'll be on in a couple minutes. And so you've been enjoying the weather. You've been basically, you said if you knew it was going to be the winter we had, you would still be growing your veggies, I guess, or keeping your plants going.
I absolutely would have done that. Absolutely, some extra cold frames, and would have probably put in seeds a week ago. But, I mean, I think we were talking about it the other day that, you know, the ground is so warm right now that even if we did have a frost at night, it might not bother the little guys. So this week, summer, spring break, here we go, getting it started.
Well, they said the water, even in the lake, is 10 degrees warmer than it would be normally at this year, so this time of year. So everything's, hopefully it's not the 100 degree weather summer, you know, hopefully it's not.
Well, if we just had 90 degrees the other day, come July, it could be 200 for crying out loud.
We got to go to December 22nd at least, so. I want to say, listeners, to those that are listening to this tape or the rebroadcast, I'm not sure yet if we're going to have the additional 15 minutes because I've been burning the candle at three ends, and so we'll decide that soon. But just released 2 weeks ago has been a free Android app for you guys, for your listeners, to download free. All you have to go is to the Google Store or the Android Store and search for Paranormal CHI, capital CHI, Paranormal, capital CHI, short for Paranormal Chicago. Okay, videos, this radio broadcast, all the 6 years of broadcasts you can listen to. Videos, at least 26 videos on that thing. The other things are the blogs, the Chicago Now that I write for, which is part of Chicago Tribune and everything else. And I'd like to thank them for making a release of this Android app from Page News on their website. So that was very nice of them to do that. So what do you say we bring in sunny right now.
I would love to talk to her.
Okay, let's see.
Hi, Kai.
Hello, Sunny, you there? Hello,
yes,
hello.
I am.
Okay.
Hello, Sunny.
Are
you,
are you calling on a Skype phone or a regular phone?
My cell phone.
Okay, okay. Let me try to adjust my ear plug right now. Okay. Sunny, you're highly involved in with the Geneva Mansion. You prefer to keep it that name.
Yes.
Yeah. And this location dates back to 1902. Historic building. It is a historic building, historic location. And I have it booked for April 21st. And the place is already filled. It's been filled for a couple of weeks. Yeah, yeah.
Good,
and
good.
It's nestled on 8 wooded acres, sits on a 1902 estate, once home to a wealthy businessman and his family.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a first for me going into this location. Annette Sunny sat in on that extreme seance last year.
At PKC,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and she knows what is highly possible, depending on the spirits there, too. Okay. I say that depending if they're good spirits, whatever. And, well, PKC, we didn't have no spirits, and we still were able to, I was still able to bring something in. Thanks for the spirits.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah. Nothing to do with me, really. Thanks for the spirits. So, Sunny, why don't you give us a brief history of this, or a history of this location?
This location was, the land was actually purchased in 1840, and it originally sat on 160 acres. And it was sold off, you know, different parts of the land was sold off in about 1850. An owner named John Ellis bought some of the property, and he originally built the white farmhouse that sits on the property now. That was the original farmhouse. Well, he gave that property to his daughter and son-in-law, and they lived there for a short time. And then in about 1902, that's when Charles and Elizabeth Brooks actually purchased the land and purchased the white little farmhouse that was on the property originally. Well, Elizabeth and Charles, what they did is they erected the bigger part of the home now, the mansion part of the home now. And as they were building it and getting it, you know, ready to live in, a week before they were about to move in, this was Elizabeth's dream home. A week before they moved in, Elizabeth ended having an appendicitis attack, and she died. She went in the hospital on Wednesday and died on a Friday. She never even got a chance to live in her wonderful, beautiful dream home. Well, with that being said, they ended up waking her in the home. Because, you know, back in the day, there weren't very many funeral parlors around or things like that. And it was just known for the family to wake the family members in their homes. So she was waked in the home. Excuse me. Later on, in about like 5 or 6 years later, Charles Brooks, he married Elizabeth's cousin, Inez, and they lived on the home until about, I would say, the 1930s, 1940s, and right before they sold, Charles Brooks ended up getting really, really sick, and he died in the home. So Inez moved off to Seattle, sold the house. Then the property became a part of the Harding, or the Swan property. They lived there probably in about 1930, and Mr. and Mrs. Swan, they lived there with a couple of their children, and they raised dairy cows. So it was a very predominant home. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard a click. I thought I lost you. So it was a very predominant home. So it's about 11, I want to say 11 bedrooms, full dining room, kitchen, basement. Then they have a carriage house, which has part of the old servant's kitchen that was originally in the white. It's the white farmhouse still, but they used that as like the you know, what was to be like the servant's quarters and the servant's kitchen. That's what it's used for today because now since Nina and Hans, they own the property, they do a lot of weddings and different types of events. It's just a beautiful location. Well, getting back to the Swans, when they did the dairy farms, they had numerous parties on the property. There's a pool there, and it's just absolutely huge. They would have numerous parties, numerous people, you know, spend the night. And apparently one of his children, actually one of the Swans' children, actually died in the home. Now, we do have... we do have an obituary of the daughter, you know, passing, Dana, but she died of cancer, and that was that is in the obituary. It's just not said if she died in the home or if she died in the hospital, but with talking to the historic location, you know, the historical society, she actually died in the home and, again, was waked there. Later on... shortly after that, in about 1945, Oscar Swan himself, the owner of the house, he actually died in the home.
Okay.
In about the early 50s, the Hardings purchased the home, and again, they used it, you know, to farm horses and cattle, like a hobby farm, and again, hosted many parties there, and Mary Jo and Frank Harding, one of their sons, Terry Harding, actually died. There's a lot of tragedy with the home. Their son, Terry, died. He was actually driving down Main Street there with three of his friends in the car right outside the home, right, you know, right down the road from them, and he ran into the back of a piece of farm equipment, some kind of trailer, and he was decapitated.
Oh, wow, cool. I mean, cool in the sense of, you know.
Right.
Hollywood,
right.
Cool. How's that sound?
Right.
Final Destination, cool, yeah.
Right, I mean, there's a lot of history. Again, it's all, you know, hearsay. Some of it is hearsay. You know, that talking to the historians, they said, you know, back in the, you know, 1800s, 1850s, whatever, that was part of an Indian trail that went through there. So who knows, you know, what goes on there, you know, beforehand. But there's been a lot of tragedies, a lot of deaths, numerous, you know, things happening. So it's a great place.
Maybe you know this answer already, but as you were talking, I got an impression. And if you don't know this, maybe you could ask the Historical Society or whatever before we get up there. Did they have slaves back then working for them?
Did they have what?
Slaves.
Slaves? Well, no,
yeah,
they didn't.
Slaves.
That's one question we asked. They didn't have slaves. They did have servants.
Slaves.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they want to say they had slaves, but they, you know what they called them back then is servants. So they did have people that worked the parties and worked the grounds, a lot of, you know, employees, if you want to say, servants. There was a couple of different nannies in the house. There were, you know, certain people they counted on. So did they have slaves? Absolutely, positively possible.
Yeah, because I just got an impression that's also roaming the building.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me something to, something to even maybe
a
little bit more
into. Huh?
Yeah, I mean it just came to me like boom, ask her this, and
you're not the only one that has picked up that we've had numerous psychics and mediums out at the location, and they have asked the same question because some of the things they pick up in the barn area was the original it's called the Gathering Place now. That's where they host a lot of their parties, is in the barn. And it could fit up to about 100, 120 people. And but the gathering, the barn, was actually used, I guess, for the horses and things like that back then, where they used the foundation and the building is pretty much how it was back in the day. And like I was saying, you know, we had a couple mediums come in, and they said that they, you know, they feel like there's a slave there, that he's trapped. And actually some, you know, one has had the feeling of on the property, actually like one was hung on the property. But again.
Yeah, well, it should be strong. If I'm picking it up, I'm not even in building it, despite listening to you. Should be an interesting night.
Absolutely.
Especially with the circle of energy.
Really looking forward to that in the barn, definitely.
I would like to hold it in the building.
In the building?
Yeah, see if that's possible. If there'd be a big enough, you know, table to sit maybe 16 people, then we could sit everybody else around or stand them around. Because the building will be the one that's holding the most energy. We'll try to see if we can pull off the building.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll see when we get there. We had a psychic fair there a couple years ago, and two different mediums at two different times during the day walked into the barn area and stopped, and they're like, oh, there's a vortex here. The one medium caught it right away. As soon as she walked in the door, she just stopped right in her tracks right above the door. There was like a vortex or a portal. And then a few hours later, another medium came in and said the same thing. So we always have tons of activity throughout the barn, throughout the house. We just had a film crew out there from NPS come out, Eric Hudson, and we had the Champagne Chips, Chips Group, Champagne, and Chicago, Jimmy Heater and Laura Redmond. Their groups come out there, you know, last Friday, and they had a ton of activity. It was just amazing for them, so I'm really anxious to see their evidence that they caught.
Yeah. Well, we'll be taping too, so... See, I don't have the areas we go in. It doesn't, you know, like the barn area, like the barn that where we'll be going to the haunted farm out in Shannon, Illinois. Okay, yeah, the seance goes on in the house, but there's also other ways to raise the spirits in the other rooms. So, let's say like the barn, or like when we go to the haunted farm in Shannon, Illinois. You know, we go to a cemetery and stuff like that where the founders are. Yeah, it should be a very interesting night. It should be, because we'll have a couple of feelers there and stuff like that also. And I got my new device, so we'll be trying that out there also.
Oh, yeah, what's your new device, Ed?
I had it specifically built, and I went outside of the paranormal field. They have it built. So, turn on, listen to the last show. You'll hear.
Okay.
Or read my post on Facebook. You'll hear what it is, too. Intent.
I actually saw something, you know, just recently about it.
Basically, what it does, it picks up the sound that the frequencies we can't hear, but animals and everything do hear. It converts it immediately so you can hear it live. So that's what it basically does. And hopefully we'll be opening doors that haven't been opened. We're not talking regular EVPs, because the EVPs are basically the low frequencies that we can still hear with the naked ear or with our ears. That's why we have to turn up the volume when I'm on the digital recorders to hear them. What I'm talking about is, like, if you took a dog whistle, blew it into EVP or into a digital recorder, play the recorder back, you're still not going to hear nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What this device does is converts that sound, that frequency, to a level that you'll be able to hear, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what it does, it takes the sound we can't hear, animals respond to all this other stuff, the different high frequencies,
and converts it so you can hear it real time with the naked ear. So
awesome.
Cost some bucks for that, and hopefully it works, as I'm hoping it does, because this was a concept that I got in the dream message, and did a bunch of research. As Annette knows, I drove her nuts, too, to find this thing. So
really?
Didn't I, Annette, drive you nuts?
Man, hell and high water, I know, but you've got it done. A lot of research.
A lot of research, awesome. And people from two different parts of the country. So putting it together, getting it together for me. So what kind of activity is going on at the location?
Oh,
right,
you name it, it happens. We've had tons of EVPs there, from anywhere from children laughing and giggling to women talking and yelling to men shouting, get out, get away, get out. We've had different, you know, when you do the flashlight experiment.
Mm-hmm.
In the main dining hall, we've had a lot of communication through the flashlight experiment, where you ask them to turn it on and off, the EMF detector. This was one of the locations that was featured on My Ghost Story. So there was an episode of that with the EMF detectors, you know, answering the questions, and it was
mm-hmm.
really cool. We've had numerous pictures of on the grounds and in the house of ghost mist. I have a photo of actually a dark shadow that's in the basement, and I don't like going into the basement. The rest of the house is fine, and the basement I just stay out of, and we've been chased out of the basement numerous times on private investigations because, you know, with my team Into the Night Paranormal, we've gone there numerous times to investigate, and I just don't go into the basement. At one of the occasions, they were doing some filming down there, and we had a loud groan and a noise, and just as I took a picture, you know, we kind of went up the stairs. I said, I'm done. I got the creeps, you know, didn't feel right, and lo and behold, got a man standing in the doorway. So we do have that. Up in the loft area, we have the children that play back and forth with the EMF detectors, the balls. Laura just was recently there, and she used a baby doll that, you know, it's motion activated, and she left it up there. They were doing a session there, and I guess there wasn't, you know, a whole bunch going on, but as soon as they were about to leave, they were walking down the stairs, and she's like, go ahead and play with the baby doll if you want, and the next thing you know, the baby doll started, you know, making the noise. So we've had people... Yeah, definitely. In the house itself, we've had people who spent the night, because you can spend the night there. We do have rooms for rent. But when people spend the night there, their blankets are moved. They had one gentleman who was a skeptic actually kind of left in the middle of the night because they came on one of the ghost tours. And him and his wife resided to the room, and they started bickering because he doesn't believe in this and da-da-da-da-da. And he sat on the end of the bed, and she was apparently in the bathroom because they have their own bathroom, some of the rooms. And he felt a burning pain go down his back. And he starts yelling at her, like, you know, what are you doing? What is this? And she saw this, you know, this, like, long scratch mark down his back, and they actually left for the night. We've had people come into the place and, you know, want to stay the night and spend the night after our investigation. And there's quite a few that actually are like, yeah, we're not staying here. You know, we're leaving, or they leave halfway through the investigation because we have something there that likes to pull women's hair, touch their face, not hurt them, just kind of, you know, mess with them a little. And then in the barn, we have a lot of activity there also. We have someone who whistles in the barn. We like to call him Howie. We've done Frank Fox sessions in the barn and Hack Shacks, where he's actually come out and, you know, spoke with us. He's the whistler. But there's something also, like, negative in the barn that can tend to be negative. And he doesn't like when people are there, some, you know, certain people, and he will really make his presence known to certain people, whether, you know, it's scratching. He scratched two different people there, and it happened right in front of my eyes. Because, you know, when you hear people getting scratched, I know it happens. But sometimes, you know, you might rub your arm, not realize it, and then a couple minutes later it starts burning. So the whole scratch thing, it's hard for me, you know, to scientifically try and debunk it or understand it. Spiritually, I know it can happen, but to actually see it happen, this kid was actually right in front of us. We were filming and doing an EVP session or a Frank Box session, and he's clearly in view, not touching his arm. Something negative came through the Frank Box at the time, and he made like kind of like a remark about it. And the next thing you know, he's like, ow! And I went running over there, and I saw his arm. He had, like, you know, 3-4 scratch marks right down his arm. And I was watching him the whole time. He didn't touch his arm or anything. I was like, wow, that's unreal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, sounds like a lot of fun. You want to come out to this one or not?
No, thank you. I'll stay away from the scratchers.
Yeah.
You just want the Charlie place. Okay.
I just like the party ghosts.
The party ghost, yeah.
Yeah, there's a location and that I'm booking up pretty good. The Slay Good Lady in Joliet. So
yeah,
one of my
you're with him.
It's one of my places that we hold a private and public paranormal nights at. So it's a good place. It's a good place. Friendly spirits there. Okay, so it sounds like I'll have we'll have some things to play with over at your place, and that's cool.
Oh yeah.
Depending on how it goes, April 21st will depend on if we because there's so many dates coming up in private paranormal nights. I'm gonna see if we could possibly book another date in October, but October, as Annette knows, pretty much gets booked with the house parties in it, and I already got the boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
That time of year.
Booked already. Yeah.
It's that time of year. I know we have quite a few tours booked so far. So for, you know, at Nighty Night Ghost Tours, we're pretty much getting booked as it is now with the October dates.
Yeah. And it's pretty good for me in that period usually, so it don't depend on what time of year it is. All right, Sonny, I want to say thank you for being on. Believe it or not,
you're
the half hour is almost over with. And thank you for joining, and we'll see you April 21st. And there is no more, and there's no more room, listeners. So it is full. And
we're going to have to tune in to hear your report afterwards.
Yeah, hopefully we get some recordings in there. Hopefully this device I got brings up some knowledge we haven't been able to get in the past. So time will tell with that. Annette, I think tonight we are just going to call it a half-hour show, as I am wiped out. And I still got articles to write, too, so...
Sonny, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You want to give a fast webpage, too? You want to give a fast webpage, too?
Right. It's www.90night, that's N-I-T-E-Y, N-I-T-E, ghosttours.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sonny, and we'll be talking soon. Okay?
All right.
Annette, we got a minute left. Listeners, I want to say, for the psychic house parties, etc., go to edwardshanahan.com. Annette does house parties. I do house parties. We do them together. Annette does tarot readings, and she's been doing them for over 20 years. She also does phone calls, phone readings. So feel free to email me there, and I'll forward it right to her. And I will set a schedule for doing a phone reading if you want it, or possibly doing a house party. I'm booked into June now, so any overflows
I offer for Annette, or we'll do them together, or if you're interested in having Annette do your house party, no problem. Anything else you want to add, Annette, in 10 seconds?
I just want to say happy spring, happy Ostara to everybody. The vernal equinox just passed on Tuesday, and let's have lots of hope for this year.
Thank you, listeners. See you in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, our guest is going to be the person from the Haunted Rose Hotel, a location we're going to be going to that is not booked fully yet. So they'll be our guests in our haunted location. Annette, thank you very much.
Good night.
And listeners, good night. Bye-bye.
Blessed be.